Well, is he the least patriotic man in Australia? Should he be on a government watch list for the damage he's causing to our international reputation? I'm speaking, of course, about George Ivanov, who's written 100 books for children and teenagers, the most damaging of which is undoubtedly his latest release, The Australia Survival Guide, subtitle, Australia is Trying to Kill You. George, welcome.
Thank you.
Are you being paid by Border Force to scare people away from this great land?
I should point out that the subtitle is "This book will save your life."
Well, no one reads that far. Come on. Look, it's a wonderful book. I enjoyed it immensely.
Thank you.
As did my 7-year-old daughter, I should say as well. It's making death fun, which is a fascinating challenge, including little sections such as wobbly wobbly jelly death, hot thirsty death, and tiny flying vampiric death. Do you have any hope in hell of getting this stocked in libraries at schools?
Well, I'm hoping that the teachers won't notice and that they'll just order it when the kids ask them to.
Has this come out of your own morbid fascination with death or with Australia, or a combination of both?
Oh, look, a combination of both, and also I think a deep-seated desire to scare the hell out of as many tourists as possible.
Look, as a kid, you know, growing up, I used to read Goosebumps and those sort of stories. It's always a thrill. But this is fascinating because it goes through a long list of the horrific ways one can die in this nation.
Well, you know, there are a lot of ways to die in this country.
Take us through some of them. What's going to kill us?
We've got poisonous snakes, we've got spiders, we've got crocs, we've got sharks, we've got blue-ringed octopuses, Arecidae jellyfish. Then, of course, there's the environment, you know, with bushfires and cyclones and, you know, deserts you can die of thirst in. And then there's also the stuff that people think is nice, like kangaroos, you know, cute, cuddly, furry kangaroos. But one of those big ones, have you seen the claws on those things? They could disembowel you given half the chance. And like, you know, oh, yeah, it's just, it's endless.
Look, as Australians, we do like to go on about how dangerous our country is. Do you think that's specific to us, or are we just sort of, you know, insular looking and actually other countries are just as dangerous?
Oh, look, I think every country has its own dangers, but I think Australians are proud of their dangers.
We like to look tough though, don't we?
I mean, look, it's you know, not only do we have all these dangers, but we feel the need to make them up as well. Mm. What with, you know, drop bears and
yes, you
and
mentioned
stuff.
Drop bears.
Oh, I couldn't write a book about Australia trying to kill you and not mention drop bears.
I think it's a bit disappointing when you mention drop bears and bunyips that you do specify that they're myths. You know, I think, you know, children reading this, they need to grow up in the Aussie way of being terrified on school camp.
I've got to, you know, have some sort of an educational slant to this, you know.
Well, look, I will say on a positive note, there are some reassuring facts in the book as well. One that particularly struck out for me was that the last recorded fatality from a spider bite in Australia was 1979.
That's correct.
Are we wasting our time worrying about spiders? I've grown up. I was born after that. I'm terrified of them.
Look, I am too. And I think there's just something about the creepy crawliness of spiders that creates this irrational fear. I mean, I, like, seriously arachnophobic. I had trouble researching that section. You know, I was looking through books on spiders and, like, cringing at every page turn. It was just, it was horrifying.
Well, your designer of the book, who did a wonderful job, has put a very large photo of a spider on one particular page, which frightened me as well.
Yes, she did.
And yet, with the advance of antivenom, they're saying that it's been, you know, 40 years since a death.
Yes. Yeah. Well, you know, this is officially recorded. I mean, you know, out in the outback, who knows?
All the ones who didn't have access to a phone or antivenom perished silently. What are you personally most afraid of in our country?
Oh, the spiders. Yeah, spiders. Definitely, yes.
As an author, I assumed you'd say book sales.
No. Oh, God, I never thought of that. Oh, God, now you've created this new fear in me. I haven't even thought that far ahead yet.
This will fly off the shelves.
Yeah, look, definitely spiders. There's just something about the way they move and the kind of hairy horribleness of it that's just extraordinarily terrifying.
There's good news in this book because it's wonderful. You set out the terror and the horror. Mm. Then you actually lay out some first aid tips for the children and teenagers who read this book, which is actually, I think, a nice positive slant. What would be one of the single most important first aid lessons? If listeners are listening right now and you can give them one bit of advice to survive in Australia, what do you think is the most important part?
Obey the signs.
Obey the signs.
Yes.
Like that.
I mean, really, seriously, most of the dangers in this country can be avoided with a little bit of common sense, like, don't swim in that river where there's a big sign saying Crocs. You know, tourists do this and then wonder why they get eaten.
Well, it's the Instagram age, isn't it? You've got to get that snap. Well, so to speak, the crocodile.
So, yeah, like, be sensible. Just, like, be sensible.
You know, one thing that I really discovered in reading the book was the fact that you shouldn't wash a snake bite. I didn't realise. Because you want to keep the venom there for people to identify.
To identify the snake, yeah. Yes. Look, there's all sorts of, like, myths about bites and how to deal with them. You know, the old Hollywood film one where, you cut the wound and then you suck the poison out. And it's a load of rubbish.
That's probably killed more people than the bites themselves. Look, you've written, as I say, like over 100 books for kids and teenagers. This is dealing with some serious subject matter, but you do it delightfully in a playful manner. How do you find the right way in when you're speaking and writing for children?
Oh, look, it depends on the individual book. My overall approach, I guess, is to just think back to when I was a kid and the sort of stuff that I liked. And then within the individual books, it's, well, with this particular book, for example, you know, I decided to take a kind of creative nonfiction approach where I've got a fictional character who actually introduces all the information.
Which is wonderful because it's this sort of avatar you've created and he sort of basically describes a boring road trip with his parents.
And that also allows me to have some fun because it's not only just presenting the factual information, but then the fictional character can pop in every now and then and make, you know, witty comments about it and snide remarks and all of this sort of stuff. It also kind of gave me the opportunity to create a journey for that character, beyond the physical journey where he's being dragged around Australia by his parents, but the journey from being frightened of everything and being convinced that Australia was going to kill him through to realising that with a little bit of common sense he can avoid all the danger and, hey, Australia's got lots of cool stuff as well.
Absolutely. And, look, I don't want to spoil the ending, but despite the subject matter, it actually ends on a very positive note, as you've mentioned.
Yeah.
George Ivanov, one final question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Of all the deaths, all the ways to die here in Australia, what would be your choice? And I have got a jar of spiders by my side.
In bed of old age?
In bed of old age. You don't list that in the book, but I would totally agree with you. I'm sure our listeners would too. The book is available from next week. It's called The Australia Survival Guide. Australia is trying to kill you. This book will save your life. Important clarification there. George Ivanov, thank you so much for joining us.
My absolute pleasure.